I was always taught to lead by example, and it looks like the state of California is leading by example, but not in a good way. According to AP News, it looks like California's budget deficit is at least a $45 billion shortfall. So large, it prompted Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday to propose painful spending cuts impacting immigrants, kindergartners, and low-income parents seeking child care in the state often praised for having the world's fifth largest economy. The American debt being over $1 trillion, there's no surprise that some of the bad habits of the state have rubbed off on its citizens. We're going to discuss this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we're going to talk about Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to make cuts in order to close California's growing budget deficit. Now, don't get me wrong. Governor Gavin Newsom has made some leeway in the budget, and how he handles California's deficit will definitely have an impact on his image nationwide. Because supposedly, he is the leading charge behind President Joe Biden's re-election campaign, and he also has some presidential aspirations of his own. Now, many times in the news, we've seen that he's basked in the glory of historic budget surpluses that allow him to expand state spending. But now that he's seeing back-to-back budget deficits with more on the horizon, it's kind of testing California's commitment to those increases. Now, don't get scared too much, because according to AP News, Newsom hasn't really gutted programs such as free kindergarten for all four-year-olds and free health insurance for all low-income adults, regardless of their immigration status. But as Friday's proposal showed, Newsom is willing to chip away at some of those promises to balance the budget. So it looks like it's not necessarily about him taking programs away, but he's definitely slowing down the spending on some of these programs that has raised him to a higher level of prestige. For example, after promising to pay for childcare for another 146,000 children from low-income families, Newsom on Friday proposed policy in that expansion to only 119,000. And promising to boost how much money doctors get to treat Medicaid patients, Newsom on Friday proposed canceling $6.7 billion that had been set aside to do that. And obviously, he's given those canned answers when people drill into why we're having these budget cuts. And when asked, what are we going to do, he continues to say, I prefer not to make this cut. These are programs, propositions that I have long advanced, many of them, but you've got to do what you have to do to be responsible. And I guess I can appreciate him taking accountability for what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of programs and there's a lot of things going on as the world's fifth largest economy. You're almost like a president of a country, and that's a huge responsibility, and I'm not taking anything away from him. But what I am saying with this article is that we have to understand that these politicians will do and say anything in order to get a favorable vote and to get the sentiments of his citizens to support them in any and everything that they're doing. But at the end of the day, money controls everything. So when you're talking about how sweet a politician is or how great a governor is going to be, and they're making all these promises and they're spending all this money, just know at the blink of an eye, when money starts to get tight, they're going to start telling you no. And you cannot depend on these policies in order to change your life. And that's why I tell everyone you need a financial plan. You need to prepare for yourself. You need to save your own money. You need to make sure that you're growing your own investments, because you cannot depend on the government to do it for you. I mean, look at this. Is it nice that the government is going to pay some of these Medicaid doctors for treatments for low-income families? Yeah. So let me ask you, do you want to be a low-income family? I don't think so. This way you don't have to hope and pray and vote that they actually give you some money to help you out. Wouldn't you rather save your own money to make sure it works, to invest, and that you can pay for your own medical care when you need it? But what do you think? Do you think Gavin Newsom is doing a great job? Do you think that this budget is actually going to close? And if he's successful, does that increase his chances of being selected for president by adding to his already long resume? So if you're suffering debt and you need some help, check out this episode, Do You Have Any Outstanding Debt? And what are your plans to pay it off? It's episode number 197, where I emphasize the importance of discussing financial matters, including debt in relationships, and offer strategies for paying off debt effectively. I also introduced the snowball and avalanche technique for debt repayment, providing insights, explaining the differences, and guiding listeners on how to choose the right approach for the situation. And if you're not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on to this podcast. And if you got any value out of this episode, I want you to rate and comment and share with your friends. It'll really help the podcast and help you find future episodes. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.